Yuma, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Base, 3-2, and a straight continuation of the previous Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, V'lama hutzruchu lakach, why was it necessary to send someone up to confirm with his eyes that the time had arrived? Because shepam achas ala ma'or halavana, one time it happened that the moon was rising, or perhaps the moon had risen a little bit over the horizon, but there was clouds occluding, I don't know. But the point is they mistook the light of the moon on the eastern horizon to be the beginning of dawn. V'dimu sheher mizrach, they thought that the eastern horizon had been lit up. V'shachatu es atamid, and based on that loose observation, they thought it was daybreak, and since one can shecht from already from daybreak, alos hashachar, they shechted the korban tamid. V'hotzi'u levesa sreifa, but later on they realized that was the moon coming up, not the sun, and yet it was still nighttime, and therefore the slaughtering of the tamid was invalid, and therefore the tamid had to be burned. Hotzi'uhu levesa sreifa means they took it out to be burned, but actually out doesn't mean out of the azara. The halacha is that kachay kachim, like an ola, is burned inside the azara itself, but it's in a place called besa sreifa, there in the azara, in the temple courtyard. So, by the way, it's clear from this proof, besides the fact that the previous Mishnah is mentioned in Maseches Tamid, which is talking about every day of the year, this couldn't happen on Yom Kippur. It only could happen at the end of the month, not the 10th of the month like Yom Kippur is, when the moon rises just before the sun, or a little before the sun. So the end of the month. Okay, fine. Now, the Mishnah continues, but now we are lapsing into something specific to Yom Kippur, referring to the Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah says, Horidu Kohen Gadol Levesa Tfila. Horidu, the Kohen Gadol, descended into the mikvah, Besa Tfila. The point being that he went to be Tovel. The halacha is that whenever a person is going to enter the Azara, the temple courtyard, he must first immerse in a mikvah. That's the case whether or not he's currently Tahor. It's just a separate requirement all to itself. It's a din d'oraisa if a person's going to do a voda, as the case of the Kohen Gadol is here on Yom Kippur. Oh, it's a din d'rabbanan if a person's just coming to be, let's say, a spectator or to bring a korban, he's not doing a voda. But still, to enter the Azara, one must first do tevila. We'll see in the subsequent Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol immersed himself in a mikvah 5 times on Yom Kippur. This is the first of the 5. And this one, unlike the other four, I should say, is happening back where he's been staying the past 7 days, next to the Lishkas HaPalhedron, as we saw in the first parak, and there's a water chamber, and it's on top of the water chamber where he's going to the mikvah, outside of the Azara. In contrast, the other four will be done, as we'll see shortly, atop the base of Parva, which is inside the Azara. Now, the Mishnah, having mentioned going to the mikvah in the context of doing a vote in the base of Mikdash, will now lapse back into something which is a general rule that applies all year round. Zeh HaKlal, the principle is, Zeh HaKlal Hayah B'Mikdash. This is the governing rule that functioned in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Kol HaMesach Es Raglav, anybody who's involved in doing avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, meaning the Kohanim, if they have to defecate, Mesach Es Raglav literally means to cover his legs, but it's a reference to that when one defecates, he squats, and therefore his body's covering his legs. That's what we're talking about here. It's, of course, a euphemism, but in the Hebrew language, there is no real word for defecation all to itself. So this is the euphemism that's used. So then, ta'un tevila. After defecation, one must go to the mikvah again. That means even if he's tahor, even if he's been to the mikvah once a day, if he has to stop to go to the toilet and empty his bowels, then he must go to the mikvah again. The Meiri learns it's not mikvah for tahor purposes, but rather to make sure that he's totally clean, because, of course, if there'd be some fecal matter attached to him, that would be unacceptable for doing the avoda. Similarly, v'chol ha-matil mayim, whenever one urinates, again, matil mayim, a bit of a euphemism, but pouring water, but it means whenever one urinates, so then if he's doing the avoda, he must ta'un kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, he must literally re-sanctify his hands and feet. That's referring to washing the hands and the feet. They would use what in English is referred to as the laver, which is this like water container, if you will, that exists between the altar and the ulam, the entrance to the antechamber there of the Kodesh. There they have like a container with water, and they would use that water and they'd wash their hands, placing the right hand on top of the right foot and then washing both together, and then placing the left hand over the left foot and then washing them again both together. In Hebrew, the word is a kior. Laver is not a very meaningful word, I don't think. But anyways, the kior may be more familiar to you. That was the source of the water, and they washed their hands and feet, as I described. And that, again, is the case regardless of whether they were tahor or not. It's to do the avoda, one has to wash his hands, but to after going to urinate, one has to wash his hands with his feet, like I described, again.